So, Mr. Stevens, given that there's no objection from the petitioners, I presume you have a motion for me.
I do, Mr. Examiner. I make a motion to admit City's Exhibits C1 through C23 into the record.
And with no objection from the petitioner, that motion will be granted. The Exhibits C1 through C23 are admitted, made part of the record. Either side can freely refer to those exhibits as we proceed today, and they are part of the record. Now, that is where I tie in the fact that we don't have any members of the public here. Those exhibits and everything that's in them is now admitted, made part of the record. They don't need to be read in verbally today to be part of the record and be part of what I consider. When we have members of the public who are here hoping to testify later, still referencing some of those exhibits and what's in them and explaining them, et cetera, has sort of a public information function, and it helps to inform, perhaps, the testimony that will be coming during the public testimony part of the hearing. But if there's nobody here to do that, reading the written record and elaborating on it really doesn't serve any function other than making the hearing a bit longer. I'll leave it to the parties and how they present. But again, you know, if we start into presentations and the city pulls out its Exhibit C1, which is its preliminary report, and just proceeds to read that into the record, it doesn't add anything to the record. It just makes it longer, makes the hearing longer. I will note that my hearing clerk is valiantly trying to throw a couple things in front of me, and I don't know if I can open these or not.
Mr. Examiner,
it looks like there's a replacement Exhibit C2 that's been submitted here at the last minute. And Louisa, I have to save those out of what you put them in the chat. I can't just open those directly. I would have to save them into our file folder on that before I can open them. So maybe you can just do that, save them into the file folder for this hearing, and I'll try to go access them that way.
I've done so, Mr. Examiner, already.
Okay. Tell me where you saved those then. Because they're not going to be in my hearing notebook.
Okay, I'll just send you a message. And it looks like there are two citizens.
Well, don't send me a message. I'm asking you now. We can just take.
Okay, they're in the uncombined, Mr. Examiner. The uncombined file.
Uncombined. So let me get to that and try to open those. So we've got public comments and we've got a replacement Exhibit C2, correct?
Correct.
All right, so I'm opening the replacement C2 so that I've got that to refer to. I guess I'll look for the public comments too, but that's not something we necessarily need to address during the hearing. Yeah. All right, so I've got the replacement C2. All right, so, yeah, again, without any members of the public here,
it looks like they're right.
Time just sort of reciting the written record. That doesn't do me any good. It just makes the hearing longer, but that said, you can present how you choose to present, I guess.
Mr. Examiner, it looks like there might be two members of the public, or?
Staff.
Oh, just staff. Okay.
Staff.
Pardon me.
Well, you missed that part.
Okay. Sorry about that.
All right. So, are there any questions or procedural matters from the parties before we look to get into presentations at this point? Anything from the city?
Nothing from the city, Mr. Examiner.
Petitioner?
Nothing for me as well.
All right. So that turns it to the city then. Mr. Stevens, do you have a separate opening statement you'd like to make today, or do you want to just move into testimony?
We'll just move into testimony, Mr. Examiner.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and swear you in, and then if you'd raise your right hand on the screen so I can see it, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give as part of this hearing today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under penalty of perjury?
I do.
Go ahead.
Mr. Examiner, the city is prepared to make an oral presentation for the audio record, which will restate information contained in its previously submitted preliminary report and supporting exhibits. However, except for a short statement, Real Property Services is prepared to give about the legal description and turnaround questions raised by Real Property Services. We have no additional facts or information to present today, and the only people in attendance are the parties to this matter. The petitioner was served a copy of the preliminary report and exhibits via email on January 29, 2026. The city will forego reading its report into the record. I am happy to answer any questions you may have.
You said you had a statement. I'll let you do that. I do have some questions. I think the questions might relate to your statement about the turnaround or whatever you were calling it anyway. So if you want to make that first, maybe that will help.
Okay, excellent. I'm happy to. Mr. Examiner, previously in Exhibit C1 and C15, Real Property Services stated that a portion of the vacation that it supported the vacation, but it had reservations about the legal description. Real Property Services still supports the vacation. However, after further consideration and review of the legal description and the exhibits, Real Property Services realizes the legal description submitted to City Council as disclosed in Exhibit C9 to set the hearing was correct and approved by Public Works Survey in October of 2025, as was the turnaround legal description, and apologizes for the misunderstanding. C10 is no longer needed. The one item that does remain, however, which is caused by the acceptance of this fact, is the public sewer main. The emergency turnaround must include an easement for the sewer main and be reclassified as a public access and sewer main easement. Further, a small additional area must also be included to the east as an easement for the sewer main that extends into or abutting lot 10, which is where the manhole and the sewer main dead ends. Mr. Examiner.
Okay, so question time then.
Yes.
I'm going to share my screen, so hang on for just a moment. Get that up so you can see it in council chambers. I'm looking at Exhibit C2, and you should be seeing that up on your screens now, I hope.
And Mr. Examiner, we do see it, and that is the original C2 submitted. It's not the updated C2 that I submitted this morning.
Okay, this is what was submitted this morning, so tell me what's different.
The difference is that the one submitted this morning includes the sewer main. The previous exhibit stopped short, and what happened after agency comments last June was realization that it's inappropriate for a street vacation to stop in the middle of an alley, or a middle of a property. It needs to extend all the way to that westerly property line of lot 7, and that's where the misunderstanding happened. So once
why?
I really, yeah, that's, what's that?
Well, why though? What difference does it make if it stops in the middle of a property or somewhere else?
It's my understanding, and I discussed this with the city surveyor, and he's the one that, and he's out right now, so I haven't had a chance to discuss this with him further, but based on our conversations that we had back in September and October after agency comments went out in June, this was the determination that it's not appropriate for a street vacation to stop mid-parcel, that it would create unorthodox or unacceptable alignment, and so that's why the vacation has to go all the way to the westerly side of lot 7, and that's why the easement for the sewer main is required.
Okay, well, if that's what you decide on, I don't care, but I don't think there's anything in the law generally regarding easements to the right of way and all that sort of thing. It says you can't do that, but it might make things sort of a headachey for planning and development services with the configuration of the resulting.
Understood.
Parcel, I suppose, but I don't know if it's illegal, but I mean, if that's what you decided on, it's no, you know, skin up my nose, I guess.
Yes, and I unfortunately haven't been able to discuss this to reconfirm with the public works or the chief surveyor, but that's my understanding that that's what we decided in September and October, and that's my understanding, and I can't cite a code, but that he had decided that it was unacceptable to have it stop mid property like that, that it needed to continue all the way to the westerly boundary.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I don't know of anything in the law that says that. There may be surveying principles or something, but whatever. It's for the parties to decide what they want the vacation area to be.
Right.
And if the city is more comfortable with it being that way, then that's fine. But I guess that takes me to my next question. Then I'm moving on to Exhibit C4, and it switches back to.
And I included that, Mr. Examiner, to hopefully help you understand who owned what property. Being that there were four different property owners, I wanted you to see which property owners owned which abutting property.
Yeah, no, and that's helpful. And we've still got, in spite of the, so my understanding then is that you can see the hand cursor here.
Yes.
So the revision in what the vacation area takes in then is down here at this end. Is that right?
That's correct. It's right where you're right there is where this vacation will now stop. And
right here.
Yes, right there.
And so the four petitioners that we have are still the only abutting property owners to the vacation area as revised.
That's correct.
Okay.
And Mr. Examiner, that is the legal description that was approved by City Council to come to hearing. Is it ending right there?
Okay. So you had one legal description that went to council when the hearing was set, and then you changed it. To like bring it back to here,
in the submittal,
it's back to here again.
Yes, in the submittal, because what I was trying to do, unfortunately, I couldn't remember how we got to that point where we went to the westerly line, and it was in preparing for the hearing that it hit me why we did that, because I had forgotten the conversations that I had with City Survey.
Okay, so I'm not through with you just yet. So the recommended conditions of approval. Then we got payment of fees. That's routine,
right?
Tell me about this ES and site development stuff here. Where are we at on that?
So the reason that that's included is that, and the petitioner may be able to speak even more on this, but my understanding is that because of past street vacation and off-site development requirements, the petitioner had to pay for and install as part of the previous street vacation, as part of plans that he's had approved in the past with the city, that he was responsible for doing these, what currently is off-site improvements. But what happens if this is vacated is then his permits for the work orders and building permits and the FRCs have to be changed to SDEV permits, because then it will be private property and it'll have to be a site development permit, which is the SDEV.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this right. There were conditions that attached to a prior street vacation that didn't get satisfied.
Yes, that's correct.
And so the city is sort of moving those forward to this street vacation and saying that stuff still has to be that.
That's correct. And the petitioner...
Any idea how the street vacation got finalized without that condition having been met?
I think that it was an oversight at the time that it wasn't included in that report.
I hope it wasn't mine.
It was, but it's mine too. So we both were all, actually the petitioner's involved too. So it's all three, it's all of us involved.
Well, but you're saying that it wasn't in the...
It's true, it wasn't, and I have
city's
to...
City's report, so I'm not sure how I would have known to include my recommendation.
No, I take responsibility, Mr. Examiner. I don't remember why or why not site review didn't get those comments to us back in 2023, which is, or 2022-23, when we processed that prior street vacation, but it is something that they're asking for now.
And we need an easement for water facilities.
Yes.
Number three.
Yes. In East End's portion of East End Street and the alley that's to the right or to the east of East End Street.
But that's all outside of the vacation area?
No, it's still
it's outside. It's in the already vacated property.
Okay, then no.
Yeah, because I mean, at this point, what I'm concerned with is the whatever's needing to be retained as far as city rights out of the vacation area.
Right.
If the actual easement is going to go beyond that, that's fine. But
so,
that's not necessarily germane to the
proceedings. So, Mr. Examiner, I would disagree with the petitioner. So actually, the alley does continue easterly from and north of the previously vacated East End Street. As you can see in that updated map, there's a little sliver, there's a little bit on the east side, or the right side of the map, where it continues past the East End Street, previously vacated East End Street.
You're talking about here?
Yes.
So this isn't part of the vacation area?
It wasn't part of the previous street vacation. It was just the previous street vacation was just for a portion of N Street on either side of the street.
For here?
Yes, on either side. And then now we're doing the middle because originally we didn't want to vacate the whole thing. So we just did the slivers on either side.
Right. So it was just a lot of the sides and now we're just getting rid of the whole thing.
That's right.
But are you leaving a remnant in here then?
No, this cleans it all up. The rest of the alley, except for the portion that's excluded to the west, the rest of the alley is being vacated there. And that's why Tacoma Water wanted the easement in that bit to the north.
To the north.
So on the right hand side, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. PSC has facilities in the vacation area?
They do.
All right, so that's not going to be a condition to it's not going to be a condition in my report because it's not a city facility. So.
Well, the Mr. Examiner, it would still be a required easement. It just won't be reserved in the ordinance. They'll need to provide a standalone third-party easement that will hold.
Yeah, and as such, that's for RPS and the petitioner to handle. It's not really, it doesn't become my concern necessarily.
Okay.
Nor really does it become council's concern, except insofar as the city decides to take those things on and work them out with private party easements before.
Mr. Examiner, are you suggesting then that should be an advisory comment?
Well, it shouldn't be a condition precedent to finalizing things for the city. I don't think I've ever made those.
I would disagree with you, Mr. Examiner. You have, and that is our normal practice to require.
Well, it's always your normal practice to throw them at me, but I don't make that a requirement on the city. You just take care of that offline and usually take care of it before it goes back for second reading. But
that's true.
It's not a condition on the city.
It's not a reservation of an easement in our ordinance.
No,
that's true. Because it's a third-party easement.
And it's also not a condition to the street vacation being approved necessarily, but I know that RPS takes those on and tries to get it all set up and resolved before you bring it back for second reading, but it's...
Okay.
It's,
I'll defer to you, Mr. Examiner.
It's a private easement. It's not part of the consideration of whether a public right-of-way gets relinquished or not through the vacation process.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
So tell me what's going on in five here.
The purpose of that statement is just to reaffirm what we've already discussed today, and that is that we need a turnaround. That the alley, the remainder alley that's not being vacated must have a turnaround. That in a nutshell, it allows solid waste and the public to be able to turn around in the remaining alley. That's not being vacated, the area to the west of the vacation area.
So down here?
Yes. That's so actually not quite, that's not that, you're looking at the previous exhibit.
I know, it's going to come to here.
Yes.
I didn't want to switch totally out of exhibits here at this point.
Yes.
So from this point westward is still going to remain right away in an alleyway.
Correct.
And so Public Works is saying there's going to need to be a turnaround somewhere is a vacation area here.
Yeah, it's in essence the area to the left or to the west of what you're showing there, that the vacate area there to that line where your hand is right now. So where it's abutting, I don't know if you can see it on your sketch, but it's lots 6, 7, 8, and 9, and it's also known as parcel number 471-501-0630. That is the area where the easement must be, there in what is now the vacated alley, and then the property owner will also need to dedicate private property for that turnaround, or grant an easement,
Now, I don't see that level of specificity in here. We don't have parcel numbers. We don't have any of that sort of thing.
I just stated it to clarify things for you here on the record, if you'd like for me to.
Well, it needs to be clear to that level for the council. So,
okay.
Do you want to submit something additional on the map that's going to pinpoint where this turnaround is going to be a little better than what's in here?
I'd be happy to. We can also, Mr. Examiner, in exhibit, city's exhibit C9. It shows you in the second, the first is the first sheet. Actually, it's C.
Well, but see, what you're doing, though, is you're trying to point me in a direction that makes me piece together what you just described, and I'd rather you just describe it and submit it so that I can put it together in plain language for the council and the recommendation.
I'm happy to do that for you, Mr. Examiner. So you need something in plain language?
I feel like sewing the tapestry for you is what I'm saying.
That's fine. I'm happy to clarify. So you just like an addendum to my report that clarifies where the turnaround is?
Yep.
Okay. I'm happy to provide that for you.
Because it wasn't clear to me necessarily in the language that was there in paragraph 5 of the conditions.
I'm happy to provide that for you.
We have this soap opera-like background that goes through multiple paragraphs. And then we end with, traffic doesn't care if it's a dedication or an easement. Well, okay, but what is... The city's the one who's going to be retaining the interest, so decide what you want.
Okay.
And tell me where it is so that I can put that in the recommendation.
I'm happy to provide that, Mr. Gunner.
And I know ultimately, it comes to whoever in the legal department is drafting the ordinance now for what's going to happen with this, but it really should be clear in the recommendation, too, and I don't have clarity from this.
Okay. I'm happy to provide that, Mr. Examiner.
necessarily to pinpoint that. And six essentially goes away based on what we've already talked about with extending the line over to the end of the parcel line for
that is correct.
ITR, whichever the petitioner is there. Okay. All right. I think that's all in terms of my questions. And is there anything else that you want to add, Mr. Stevens?
I have nothing at this time. Thank you, Mr. Examiner.
Does the petitioner have cross-examination questions for Mr. Stevens based on what he's testified to, largely in part to my grilling?
Let me just clarify one thing really quick. So,
hold on. This isn't the time for you to testify. This is cross-examination.
Okay.
If you have questions for Mr. Stevens, you can do that now.
Okay.
If it's a clarifying question, as long as it's a question. But
it is clarifying.
You're wanting to testify.
No.
We'll
yeah.
Get to that.
Yes, sir. No, you're correct. It's just a question. In the portion of where we talked about my work order and changing it over to an SDEV, you know, because I do have that alley work or the street work that we were going to be doing. I was just under the understanding that street work goes away once I buy the property. Not that it becomes still required work. So I just have I'll need clarification in that, you know, when we resubmit whatever this paperwork, that if that truly is still holding and it's being switched from a work order to a site development, or if it truly goes away, or if just a portion of the work goes away, because I know it's still, part of it might still hold, but to my understanding is that becomes private property and the city no longer cares what I do on that.
So, Mr. Petitioner,
you still care, maybe slightly less.
Yes, for sure.
Mr. Petitioner, in my discussions with site review, site development, it is still going to be a requirement, and we can discuss that with them.
Okay, so I have no further questions in the cross-examination.
All right. Does the city rest then?
The city rests.
Okay, so this would take us to the petitioner. Are you wishing to testify as part of the proceeding today and add additional information to the record?
No, sir, I don't have anything else to add.
You're relying on him? He's
Yeah, I don't want to put my foot in my mouth.
I don't know if I take my cues from him. It's entirely up to you, though. You don't have any additional testimony for me, then?
I do not, no, sir.
Okay, and I don't have any questions for you either. So, I would, I guess, just really quickly, just do this though. If you'd allow me to swear you in, just ask you one question, just to confirm some things. Do you swear or affirm that any testimony you'll give as part of this proceeding today will be the whole truth and nothing but the truth under penalty of perjury?
I do.
So here's my question, and I just want to put this under oath. You are indeed a managing member, or as it's called these days, governor for, make sure I get these right, for all of M&A Investments 3 LLC, M&A Investments 5 LLC, and CCW Investments LLC, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And the remaining petitioner ITR Properties LLC has given you authority to act on its behalf today, correct?
Yes, for this examination, yes.
All right. And ITR Properties LLC is aware of the vacation area being extended further west as was originally indicated by the legal description submitted to City Council, correct?
Yes. To my understanding and their understanding, that was what it was supposed to be the entire time. We were never pushing for a lesser vacation.
Yeah, and that's how Mr. Stevens has described it, essentially, anyway. So, good enough, then. That's all I have. I just want to make sure that we have your representational authority on the record under oath as opposed to just informally, like I asked at the beginning.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you.
And we still don't have anybody online. It looks like we haven't been joined by anyone in council chambers. It doesn't look like he's wishing to testify, so we will dispense with what would otherwise have been the public testimony portion of the hearing today, and given that there's no public testimony, and also that the petitioner did not testify separately other than just to confirm acting authority for the petitioner LLCs, there really isn't anything for the city to rebut or for the petitioner to rebut, so I don't think we have any rebuttal today. Am I correct in that?
That is correct, Mr. Examiner.
Is the city wishing to make a closing statement today?
No, thank you, Mr. Examiner.
Is the petitioner wishing to make a closing statement?
No, thank you.
All right, so just by way of housekeeping for wrap-up, as I mentioned at the outset, I am not the decision maker. I issue a written recommendation that then goes to the city council for the city council to act on. My written recommendation should be issued within about 2 weeks' time, maybe sooner, and it will be emailed out to the parties as a scanned document. And then we will work together with your property services to get the matter scheduled for council to consider based on the recommendation. I am going to leave the record open for real property services and or the petitioner to submit perhaps some, well, not perhaps, but I asked for some clarification on the location of the turnaround, and also if there are questions at this point now regarding the J2, which is the outstanding permit work that was supposed to be done pursuant to the prior street vacation and what the status of that is. Parties are wishing to submit some clarification there for what the status of that is so that I can make it a little more clear in the recommendation. That would be great. How long do the parties think they'll need to get that additional clarification information, etc., to me?
Mr. Examiner, our chief surveyor is out until the beginning of next week. I'd appreciate having until at least Wednesday to be able to do that. Just so that, I mean, I will try to get it to you way before then, but I would like to chat with him and discuss these things with him. And he's back Monday.
Okay, so for purposes of clarity on the audio record, you're saying that the chief surveyor will come on calendar. You're saying the chief surveyor will be back in the office on Monday night, correct? Monday the 9th?
That's correct.
And you're asking until Wednesday the 11th to submit the updated information?
That's correct.
Okay. I certainly have no problem with that. Does the petitioner want to weigh in on the time frame or whether you want to submit anything additional? Or
no, I'm okay with that as well, because that'll give me time to clarify the questions I have as well, so that will get submitted properly at once instead of multiple times.
Right. Yeah, that'd be great. Alright, so I will leave the record open until close of business Wednesday the 11th, unless the parties have things sewn up sooner or want to submit sooner, you'll let me know what that's the case, I guess, along with making the submissions. If for some reason we get to Wednesday the 11th and you need a little bit of additional time to sew that all up, let my office know. I'm sure, unless I'm in a really bad mood on Wednesday the 11th or something, I'll probably say that's fine. So,
thank you.
I'd probably say it's fine anyway. I try not to let my moods affect these sorts of things. That's the way it's supposed to work, so I'm just kidding. Is there anything additional then from the parties in terms of procedural matters and questions that you need to have on the record before we wrap things up today? Anything from the city?
Nothing from the city, Mr. Examiner.
Anything from the petitioner?
Nothing from me as well, sir.
All right, so thank you for being here today and for your presentations, such as they were, mostly just responding to my questions, and I appreciate that. We will await the additional information, and once I have that, then I'll work on getting the recommendation out on its way to council for a decision. Thank you, and have a good rest. Good day.
You too. Thank you, Mr. Zimmer. Yes, thank you as well, sir.
Thanks, Louisa.
Recording stopped.
You're welcome.
All right. Yes, that was you were right. It was like a court. I've never been in trouble before.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.